And finally, in his annual visit to the Roman Major Diocesan Seminary yesterday evening, Pope Benedict XVI gave a lengthy analysis on the meaning of freedom in the light of St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. Irene Lagan has this report.
Siete stati chiamati alla libertà.
You have been called to freedom, Pope Benedict told his seminarians, noting that throughout time freedom has been the great dream of humanity. He asked them what freedom means and urged them not to be led astray by the modern era's attempts to place its own selfish meaning on the ideal.
La libertà si realizza paradossalmente nel servire.
Instead, he pointed to St. Paul's words, where he says that freedom must not become a pretext to live according to the will of the flesh, but that through charity to be servants of one another. The Pope warned against the absolutism of the I that wants to be everything and have everything, the absolute I that depends on nothing and no one. He said it is this absolutism of the I, this flesh that degrades man and never arrives at freedom. Libertinism is not freedom, but the failure of freedom. We become free if we become servants of one another.
Quale è la misura della condivisione della libertà?
Our truth is that first and foremost we are creatures, God's creatures, and we live in relation to the Creator and to one another. The Pope noted that mankind needs law in order to realize freedom, an order in which no one is oppressed, but in which everyone can contribute. However, if there is no common truth for mankind, which appears in the vision of God, all that remains is positivism, and something that can be quite violent is imposed, resulting in a rebellion against law and order as if it were enslavement.
Amai puoi fare quanto vuoi.
But he concluded if we can find the Creator's order in our nature, the order of truth, that gives each man his place in the shared life of humanity, then order and law can be instruments of freedom against the slavery of selfishness. This serving one another becomes an instrument of freedom. If we are really penetrated by Christ's love in the sacraments and the Word of God, then we are really free, and we can, as St. Augustine says, do what we want because we want what Christ wants. We want in truth, and we realize freedom in love.
E siamo realmente arrivati alla libertà.
I'm Irene Lagan.